Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024, says the solutions are crucial for India's future. President Draupadi Murmu honours 45 awardees with National Panchayat Awards in New Delhi. Odisha and Tripura receive maximum 7 awards each. Lok Sabha passes Railway Amendment Bill 2024 to enhance power of Railway Board and improve its functioning. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra emphasises importance of maintaining stability in a dynamic global environment. Indian women's and men's teams reach quarterfinals of the World Squash Championship in Hong Kong. And in women's cricket, Australia beat India by 83 runs in the third and final ODI in Perth, winning the series 3-0. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that as the country is becoming digitally connected on a large scale, the threat of cybercrime is also continuously increasing. During an interaction with the young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 via video conferencing, the Prime Minister said India is one of the leading digital economies in the world. Lauding the young innovators, the Prime Minister said that all of them have a different vision for the 21st century India. He added that the solutions are crucial for India's future and can transform the lives of millions. Mr. Modi also reiterated that today's India can move ahead at a faster pace only with the collective efforts of all. He mentioned that he always learns and understands a lot of new things whenever he has the opportunity to engage with young innovators.
Smart India Hackathon ke is grand finale ka mujhe bahut intezar tha. Jab bhi aap jaise yuva innovators ke beech aane ka avsar milta hai, mujhe bhi bahut kuch janne ka, seekhne ka, samajhne ka mauka milta hai.
Mr. Modi also highlighted that when the country faces new challenges, young innovators come up with extraordinary solutions.
Smart India Hackathon bharat ke yuvaon ko globally best banane ka ek behtareen platform bana hai. Jab se Smart India Hackathon shuru hua hai, करीब 14 लाख स्टूडेंट्स ने स्मार्ट इंडिया हैकेथॉन में हिस्सा लिया है. इस हैकेथॉन की वजह से सैकड़ों नए स्टार्टअप का जन्म हुआ है. ये दिखाता है कि भारत का युवा किस तरह अपने देश की चुनौतियों के समाधान के लिए कमर कस के आगे बढ़ रहा है.
The Prime Minister said that the solutions presented by past teams of the Smart India Hackathon are now being utilized by various ministries, making a significant impact across the country. The two-day Smart India Hackathon event has been held at 51 centres across the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, young participants from several states are attending the Smart India Hackathon at the National Institute of Technology, NIT, Srinagar. We have more from a Srinagar correspondent.
The extraordinary enthusiasm was seen during grand finale of Smart India Hackathon 2024 at NIT Srinagar. The student innovators comprising of 24 teams from 9 states of the country are working with zeal and zest who would come up with solutions to the problems related to software, hardware, hacking, cybersecurity and related issues. One team from NIT Srinagar is participating in hackathon at Pune. Speaking to Akashvani News, NIT Director Vinod Kumar Kanojia talked about the aims and objectives of this hackathon and the role of NIT Srinagar.
इंडिया के अंदर 17 ऑब्जेक्टिव इस तरह के लिए हैं कि जो हम लोगों की इंडिया की ग्रोथ इकोनॉमी हो सकती है. इनमें से 5 ऑब्जेक्टिव हैं जो अपने एनआईटी श्रीनगर में लिए गए हैं और उसमें क्या है कि इंडिया की ग्रोथ कैसे हो सकती है, उस तरह के चैलेंज लिए गए.
वन ऑफ द पार्टिसिपेंट श्रुतिका योले फ्रॉम मुंबई एक्सप्रेस्ड हर जॉयस एक्सपीरियंस.
हैज बीन गुड सो फार. बीइंग सिलेक्टेड इटसेल्फ इज अ बिग थिंग. बट नाउ कमिंग हियर एक्चुअली सिटिंग एंड बिल्डिंग आवर प्रोजेक्ट जो हमने अब तक सिर्फ आइडिएट किया था दैट इज अ बिग प्रिविलेज एंड आई थिंक वी आर ट्राइंग टू गिव आवर बेस्ट.
अनदर पार्टिसिपेंट ज्योतिश्री फ्रॉम बैंगलोर शेयर्ड हर एक्सपीरियंस.
हमारा जो प्रॉब्लम स्टेटमेंट है वो स्मार्ट मॉनिटरिंग जहाँ पे हम मॉनिटर कर रहे हैं कि एक जो कॉलेज है इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर वाइज और एजुकेशन वाइज गवर्नमेंट की एक्सपेक्टेशन मैच कर रही है कि इससे सोसाइटी को काफी फायदा होगा.
द हैकाथॉन एट श्रीनगर इज फर्स्ट ऑफ इट्स काइंड इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर व्हाइल द सेम इवेंट इज गोइंग ऑन एट इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी इन जम्मू. तारिक राठौर, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, श्रीनगर.
Assistant Director of All India Technical Education Council B.M. Tiwari, who attended the function at Integral University in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, said that the objective of the hackathon is to make India self-sufficient in every sector.
जो एक उद्देश्य है वो ये है कि हम पूर्णतः आत्मनिर्भर बने, हर तरह से बने. जो इसके प्रारंभिक चरण होते हैं उसमें विभिन्न भारत सरकार और अन्य प्रतिष्ठानों से उन प्रॉब्लम स्टेटमेंट मंगाए जाते हैं और फिर उसमें से वर्गीकरण किया जाता है कि कितने हैं जो उपयुक्त हैं और प्रासंगिकता किनकी ठीक रहेगी सामाजिक विकास के लिए, उनका चयन किया जाता है और फिर उन चुनौतियों को इन छात्रों को यंग माइंड्स के समक्ष प्रस्तुत किया जाता है जो अपने मेंटर्स के जरिए उनका समाधान ढूंढने का प्रयास करते हैं.
President Draupadi Murmu today conferred National Panchayat Awards 2024 organized by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. A total of 45 awardees were conferred this year under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. Odisha and Tripura received maximum 7 awards each. On the occasion, President Murmu congratulated and appreciated the efforts of all awardees, saying that these awards are the symbol of the dedication and efforts of the Panchayat, which will always motivate for best work in the future also.
मैं पंचायत पुरस्कारों के सभी विजेताओं को हार्दिक बधाई एवं शुभकामनाएं देती हूं. ओडिशा और त्रिपुरा को सर्वाधिक 7-7 पुरस्कार प्राप्त करने के लिए विशेष बधाई देती हूं. आप सबके समर्पण और प्रयासों के बल पर आपकी पंचायतों को ये सम्मान प्राप्त हुआ है. मुझे विश्वास है कि ये सम्मान आपको और भी बेहतर कार्य करने के लिए प्रोत्साहित करेगा. साथ ही आपके उल्लेखनीय कार्यों से प्रेरणा लेकर अन्य ग्राम पंचायत भी ग्राम विकास की दिशा में सार्थक प्रयास करेंगी.
President Murmu said that the foundation of a developed India could be laid only on the basis of self-reliant and capable local bodies. She expressed happiness that in the past one decade, the government has made serious efforts for empowerment of panchayats, which aims to achieve concrete results. This year, nearly 1.94 lakh gram panchayats participated in the competition. 42% of the awardee panchayats are led by women. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed heated exchange of words between the Treasury and the opposition bench MPs on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments. When the Upper House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda demanded a discussion in the House over the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with US-based George Soros Foundation. He said this alleged link poses a serious threat to the sovereignty and security of the nation. He accused Congress-led opposition of deviating the attention of the people from this issue by bringing no confidence motion against Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition for the notices of no confidence motion against the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Former Prime Minister and JDS MP H.D. Devagowda also criticised the opposition's conduct in the House. Congress leader Pramod Tiwari accused the NDA government of making attempts to alter the constitution. Deputy Chairman Harivansh urged the protesting members to go back to the seats and allow the House to function, but in vain. Later, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled in the morning, the question hour was taken up by the House without any disruptions. After completing the business, the House took up 0 hour, in which Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi raised the law and order situation in Manipur. Responding to it, Union Minister Piyush Goyal accused the Congress of being responsible for the internal disturbances in the country. When the House met after first adjournment at 2 p.m., the House passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 and later Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 was taken up for consideration and passing. The Railways Amendment Bill 2024 seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and is intended to enhance the power of the Railways Board and improve its functioning. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla asked the members to confine only to the discussion and avoid personal comments, but the allegation and counter-allegation continued between two sides, leading to adjournment of the House for the day after repeated adjournments. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today emphasized the importance of maintaining stability in a dynamic global environment marked by geopolitical tensions, climate change impacts and political uncertainties. Addressing the media in Mumbai after taking charge as the governor of the RBI, he said that the RBI will continue to prioritize stability in policy matters, adding that the central bank will remain alert in response to the current global economic and political landscape. The governor mentioned that the RBI will continue to collaborate with various stakeholders, including financial regulators and central and state governments, to ensure that the benefits of formal financial inclusion reach everyone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released the compendium of complete works of Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramania Bharti in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister paid tribute to Subramania Bharti, stating that as the country is celebrating the birth anniversary of the great poet, he bows to him with respect. Mr. Modi said that he is honoured to release a compendium of Mahakavi Subramania Bharti's works. The Prime Minister mentioned that Subramania Bharti's vision for a prosperous India and the empowerment of every individual continues to inspire generations.
सुब्रमण्य भारती जी ऐसे महान मनीषी थे जो देश की आवश्यकताओं को देखते हुए काम करते थे. उनका विजन उतना व्यापक था. उन्होंने हर उस दिशा में काम किया जिसकी जरूरत उस कालखंड में देश को थी. भारतीयार केवल तमिलनाडु और तमिल भाषा की ही धरोहर नहीं है. वो एक ऐसे विचारक थे जिनकी हर सांस मां भारती की सेवा के लिए समर्पित थी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the family of legendary filmmaker Raj Kapoor to commemorate his life and legacy ahead of his birth centenary on the 14th of December in Delhi. The Kapoor family invited the Prime Minister to the Raj Kapoor Film Festival, which will be held from the 13th to the 15th of this month in 40 cities. Prime Minister hailed the filmmaker's contribution to the nation, saying that he established India's soft power in the world. India registered victories in the respective pre-quarterfinal ties in the men's and the women's events at the World Squash Team Championships 2024 in Hong Kong today. The Indian women's squash team delivered a stunning performance, defeating nine-time champions Australia. The victory was driven by dominant displays from Anahat Singh and Akanksha Saluke, who won the matches in straight games, securing a 2-1 win for India. The last time the women's team made it to the stage was back in 2012 when the tournament was held in Nîmes, France. The Indian men's squash team staged a remarkable comeback to defeat Malaysia 2-1 with Veer Chotrani and Vellaban Senthil Kumar securing crucial victories. The Indian men's team will now face France in the quarterfinals tomorrow, while the women's team will compete against the United States of America. In the women's cricket, Australia beat India by 83 runs in the third and final ODI at the WACA ground in Perth. With this victory, Australia completed a clean sweep of the series, winning 3-0. Chasing a target of 299 runs, India were bowled out for only 215 in 45.1 overs. In the FIDE World Chess Championships, the 13th game between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and China's defending champion Ding Liren ended in a draw after a 5-hour battle on the board. After the draw, Gukesh and Liren have 6.5 points each. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024, says their solutions are crucial for India's future. President Draupadi Murmu honours 45 awardees with National Panchayat Awards in New Delhi. Odisha and Tripura receive maximum 7 awards each. Lok Sabha passes Railways Amendment Bill 2024 to enhance power of Railways Board and improve its functioning. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra emphasizes importance of maintaining stability in a dynamic global environment. Indian women's and men's teams reach quarterfinals of the World Squash Championship in Hong Kong. And in women's cricket, Australia beat India by 83 runs in the third and final ODI in Perth, winning the series 3-0. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.